Wonderful Christian greetings in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Let's
just bow our heads for a word of prayer. Almighty God, Thou alone art God tonight. Lord, there's no one else like You in the heavens above or on this earth here below. You are mighty, You are powerful. You are everything to us, Lord. And indeed, we find our comfort and shelter. And tonight, Lord, as we bow before Your holy throne of mercy and grace, Heavenly Father, I want to pray that You be with us now as we get into this sacred part of the service, that You minister to our hearts personally, Lord, tonight. Speak to us. Speak to our hearts, Lord. Give us grace to believe Your word and to trust only in You. I thank You, my Lord. I bless Your holy name. Undertake, dear Jesus Christ, just have thine own way. I thank You, my Lord. Bless Your children. Remember all the needs that they have tonight. Because You are here, Lord, may You meet each and every one of them, Lord Jesus Christ. May the sick be healed, Lord Jesus. May them without the Holy Ghost be filled, O God. May them who are downcast, O Heavenly Father, be all raised up, Lord. Come out rejoicing and shouting Your praises, dear Father God. Minister to us tonight as I bless Your holy name. Forgive all our sins, our trespasses, our iniquities, Lord. We confess them all under the blood of Jesus Christ tonight. Undertake for us. Help us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Amen. While we are standing, may we open our Bibles. Amen. To two portions of Scripture. The first one is Mark 14, verse 58.
Kutanga, Mark 14, verse 58.
And the second one is Matthew 16,
19. Matthew 16, 19.
Or maybe from verse 18 to, from verse 17 to 19.
Verse 17, verse 19.
Amen. If we find it, I'll read. Of course, it's there on the screen. We heard Him say, I will destroy this temple that is made with hands, and within 3 days I will build another made without hands.
Takamunzwa Yesu achiti, ndichaputsa temberi yakavakwa nemaoko yamunhu, ndigovaka imwe namazuva matatu isina kuvakwa nemaoko.
Amen. Our Lord is a great master builder.
Tanzwedu ndiye muvaki mukuru.
Matthew 16, verse 19. Sorry, I said from verse 17 to 19.
Matthew 16, kubva apa verse 17, kusvika apa verse 19.
And Jesus answered and said unto him, Blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven.
Ipapo Simon Petro akapindura akati. Oh, sorry. Ipapo Jesu wakapindura, akamupindura akati kwaari, wakaropafadzwa iwe Simoni Bajona, nekuti nyama neropa hazvina kukuzivisa izvozvi, asi baba vangu vari kumusoro kudenga.
I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it.
Neni ndinoti kwauri, iwe ndiwe Petro, pamusoro poruware urwu ndichavaka kereke yangu, masuo egehena haangaikundi.
May the good Lord add His blessings to the reading of His word tonight. We may take our seats.
Aishe varopafadza kweruboko. Shoko ravo tigare hedu pasi.
Once again tonight, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
It's
always good to be in the house of the Lord. And it's always good to be a Christian. Hallelujah. And tonight, I just want to finish off the message that I preached the other day. Build your temple, Lord. This is the second part. Amen. Build your temple, Lord.
tenzi vakai temberi yenyu
chokwadi. Amen. The scripture says here in Mark, we heard him say, I will destroy this temple that is made with hands. And within 3 days, I will build another one made without hands. Always when God is doing anything, He doesn't need human assistance. But he uses human instrumentality. Hallelujah. An instrument has got no part in whatever is being done. Cannot make a decision. The car that you drive will never make a decision of where you want to go. The moment it makes its own decision, it will cause an accident. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is exactly how God operates. God does not need human assistance. And normally this is why in life you find out God waits until things are so bad. When you are able, then he is not able. But when you are not able, then God is able. Hallelujah. He will not share his glory with men. Hallelujah. And this is why, as we are reading in the book of Mark here, he said, destroy this one that was made with human hands. It was built by Solomon, refurbished by Herod. Hallelujah. It was, though as fabulous as it was, hallelujah, because it was made by men, one day it was going to have an end. Until today we don't even have it. But we are waiting one of these days. One of these good days. That temple is going to be rebuilt again. Praise be to Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And he says, I'm going to build it in 3 days. Amen. This is in heavenly language. You know, when the Lord speaks, many a time people would not understand what he was saying, because they were talking from different wavelengths or different dimensions. When God speaks, he speaks from heaven. And remember, heaven consists of his word. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And this is why, when like we said the last time in the message that Abraham Dombo preached and the pastor preached as well, when God called Moses into the Shekinah glory or into the pillar of fire, amen, he told Moses that you are going to build a temple so that I can dwell among them. But you are going to build it according to the fashion that you have seen in heaven. I don't care how many cities Moses had built while he was still in Egypt. I don't know how mastery he had in making plans and making sketches and making and all the quantity surveying that was required. And all the engineering that it took to build a building. But God does not need human assistance. Hallelujah. And God told Moses specifically, like we always say, God is specific. God draws a line like this, and he calls this black, black. And when he calls this white, it's white. And when he calls this is good, it's good. And when he calls it bad, it's bad. And it is not good for a man to be alone. God bless you, Brother Isaac. No, we are happy for you. And Sister Charlotte, we are happy for you. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name.
Amen.
And you remember, the temple that Moses was built had 3 compartments. Amen. It had the outer court, the inner court, and the holiest of holies. Hallelujah. And the holiest of holies, like we all know, that was God's dwelling place. And God told Moses, that's where I'm going to meet you. Amen. By the mercy seat. Between the two cherubims. Amen. And God would talk to Moses. Of course, all the temples that were built, whether it was built by Solomon, whether it was built by Moses, they were all a type of the Lord Jesus Christ. But when God built the temple, He doesn't use men's hands. But God uses His word. And the Lord Jesus Christ says here, in 3 days, He was going to build a temple. In 3 days, He was going to build a temple. And they did not understand it. They were baffled. But a temple that took over 40 years to build. And this guy here, He's saying He can only build it in 3 days. They could not understand the heavenly things. They could not understand the heavenly language. Because when Christ spoke, He spoke from heaven. Hallelujah! When Christ spoke, John 3, I believe, verse 16, John 3, verse 19, somewhere there.
John 3, 16, 19.
He says, even the Son of Man, who is in heaven. And when Jesus speaks, when He was speaking, He was speaking from heaven, and it was in a heavenly language. And the ordinary man would not understand it. Until one of the days, the disciples, when God revealed it to them, they exclaimed and said, Lord, now we understand. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And one time, some people were sent to go and get him. And they went back empty-handed. And when they were asked, what happened? And they said, never a man spoke like this man. Hallelujah. Because He spoke from heaven. And even today He still speaks from heaven. And heaven consists of God's word. Hallelujah. 3 days. 3 stages. Three dispensations. Hallelujah. And God was building His temple. Amen. And the prophet says here in the message, a hidden life in Christ. Paragraph 18, the second part of paragraph 18.
Paragraph 18.
Now we are going to speak tonight on the holiest of holies. The dwelling place where God Himself dwells. Like we said, God is not everywhere and anywhere. He has a dwelling place. He has a chosen place where He dwells. And this is why it is very important for you to be able to find that place. You must worship God at this place that God Himself has chosen. Amen. Not the place that you yourself want. And then He says, them days He dwelt in His tabernacle. And today He dwells in you. As His tabernacle. Oh, I like this. Today. Amen. He dwells in you. As His tabernacle. As the scripture even says. 1 Corinthians 3:16. Know ye not that you are the temple of God. And the Spirit of God dwelleth in you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The brother G used to tell us this story about this sister.
Brother G, why
she was at school.
Everybody at the school knew that this girl is a Christian. Those the guys who would want to flirt around with her, they would know that she is a temple of the Lord. Until she was called by a nickname.
I would rather be called that. Hallelujah. And live clean and holy. Wherever I am. I would rather be given any other kind of a name. And still live clean and holy. Remember, God in heaven is holy. Hallelujah.
Amen.
1 Corinthians 6:19. Maybe can you just flight that one for us? I like the way it is written. It says by saying, what? What?
She?
No, you not. Amen. No, you know that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. And that Holy Ghost which is in you, which you have of God and you are not your own. What?
Know
you not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost which is in you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Not the Holy Ghost which is in your mother or in your father. Or in your pastor or in your deacon or in your trustee. You become a temple when that very Holy Ghost himself makes his inborn and dwelling in you. You. No wonder the prophet says, when it comes to the issue of the Holy Ghost, we cannot negotiate. We are not going to persuade. But it is it's going to be demanded upon you that you must have the Holy Ghost. Without the Holy Ghost, there is no rapture. Without the Holy Ghost, forget it, there is no victory in your life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Grieve not the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Amen. Whereby you are sealed until the day of your redemption. Know ye not that you are the temple, full of praise, full of power, full of glory. And when the Holy Ghost comes in you, what was the Holy Ghost given for? It's a power. Power of speech. Power of prayer. Power for a holy life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Remember, and when you don't have those things, the Holy Ghost probably is not in you.
I'm trying to compromise by saying it that
it
way.
It is not in you. Hallelujah. And why do you not have the Holy Ghost? Because it is a promise. It is a promise. And God is not a liar. And God is not a man that he should repent. Hallelujah. And neither can he take back what he says. Everything that has proceeded out of his mouth, it will definitely, surely come to pass. And this is why, when it comes to the issue of the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, we don't compromise. You must receive the Holy Ghost. You must have the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Remember, if the spirit of Beethoven is in me, I would write songs. Hallelujah. If the spirit of Mbuyanehanda is in me, I would lead a revolutionary. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because it's not me. Paul says it's no longer I that liveth, but it is the Christ that liveth in me. And the life that is in you, it produces itself out. Hallelujah.
Christianity comes from inside. It flows outward.
ndosaka masangano vakaona kuti zvaramba.
That's why the denominationals found
out. Ndosaka mauniform.
Then they looked for a uniform.
Kuti zviite sekunge muKristu arikubvira kunze zvipinda mukati. Hazvishande.
It is like Christianity comes from outside.
Hallelujah. When the Holy Ghost is in you.
Kana mweya mutsvene uri mauri.
Hallelujah. That is the life that drives you. That is the life that leads you. He shall guide you into all the truth. It is important, my brother. It is important, my sister, to have the Holy Ghost. Know ye not. You are the temple of the Holy Ghost. What?
Chinyiko. Don't you know?
My, let's just continue with our quotation. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Them days he dwelt in his tabernacle, and today he dwells in you as his tabernacle. But we must make this place a dwelling. Not an outer court or the first holy place, but we must live with God in the holiest of holies. A consecrated, hidden life, alone, quiet with God. Amen. From the message, Christ is revealed in his own word. See, down through the age, we start off the foundation. Paragraph 77. From the first church age, when the seed went into the ground, the complete seed, then it came out through Luther. Luther, of course, remember when the seed was planted, it had to go into the ground. And when it went into the ground, it died. Hallelujah. And then after the dark ages, after that time when the Christians were being persecuted, amen, remember we have a message of restoration. Our God is a God that restores. I will restore, says the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. And then he began to build the church again. Remember the stages that the church goes through, the stages that an individual goes through to be a temple or the dwelling place of God. As we have talked by Brother Mdombo, it's the same stages that the church has to go through as well. For it to be a complete dwelling place of God. And remember, that is also the three same stages that this earth has to go through for it to bring us into the perfect place. Amen. That is the new world. The new heavens and the new earth. Amen. The earth has to go through those three stages. Again, we are not going through back through them again. Bram Dombo did a wonderful job on that. But now we are focusing on you as an individual and the church. Hallelujah. Because God is working a work. He promised in 3 days I am going to raise this up again. In 3 stages I am going to raise this church again. In 3 stages I am going to raise an individual again. Remember when you are born in this world. Remember, as long as you are born in this world, you are a sinner to begin with, and already you are on the losing side. There's no winning about it. You are a loser to start with. Even if you are kept in a basement, even if when you are born and you are kept in a basement, You don't have any evil thoughts. You don't curse anyone. You don't steal. You don't cheat. You don't do nothing else. But in the eyes of God, you are a sinner. In one place, you know, I used to wonder why Brother Branham would say, when a man is cleansed by the blood of Jesus Christ, he is even more pure than a child. A child that has not even committed any single crime. But a sinner, red in crimson with sin. But once he is washed by the blood of Jesus Christ, he is more innocent than a child. The reason being, as long as you are born, you are a sinner. But if that child dies, remember the blood of Jesus Christ has already atoned for her. You might wonder, why also now, what are you going to say about children when they die? Are they going to heaven or they are going to hell? Children, they go to heaven. But he is a sinner. Hallelujah. But this is the reason why Jesus Christ had to come to take away the sin of the world. He is a sinner not by choice. He is a sinner not by representation through Adam. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And remember, you are a sinner right from the beginning. No wonder it is very important that one should be born again. It's not an issue of coming to church. It's not an issue of paying tithes. Yes, you should come to church and pay your tithes. Wear decent clothes. Hallelujah, but that is not the issue. Of course, the believer does that. But don't measure on that. As if that is what is going to take you to heaven. You must be born again. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And remember, there are three stages of a birth. It takes water. It takes blood. And it takes life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Exactly the same thing for a believer as well. Hallelujah. You must be justified. You must be sanctified. You must be baptized of the Holy Ghost. Then you are born into the kingdom. Hallelujah. And then you become a candidate of association. Hallelujah. Of the heavenly things. Because you are also now a heavenly being.
Blessed
be the name of the Lord. Amen. So when the seed fell into the ground and it rotted and it died, amen, then it came out through the feet.
Luther,
come back out through Wesley. Then into Pentecostals, the tongues in the lips. See? Now it's in the eyes. Prophetic of Malachi 4. The prophet knew his chronology. He knew the chronology of events. And this is why it is very important for you to know your day and its message. You must know your day and its message. Malachi 4 and so forth. And now there is nothing else left for it to come but he himself. To step into that. Because that's the last thing there is. Remember, above the eyes, there's no moving faculty. All that is left is the intelligence. The next is the intelligence, and we have no intelligence of our own. It is. It's his. We have no sight of our own. No wonder we sing, "Flow through me." Holy Spirit, flow through me. Speak through me. Sing through me. Live through me. Hallelujah. My. How can a man foresee those things? He can't do it. It's God Himself. See, it's becoming to a place. He's governed the body all the way through. Then the complete body of Christ is revealed in the form of a bride. That was taken out of his side. Like Adam did at the beginning. Like Adam's was rather. At the beginning. Remember the bride. Hallelujah. She is the mystery of Jesus Christ revealed. Because he himself is the complete body. Amen. But now the bride is revealed in Jesus Christ. Because she came off of his side. And the prophet is saying, then the complete body of Christ is revealed in the form of a bride.
Zvino mutumbi uzere waKristu wakuzarurwa muchimiro chemwenga.
Amen. He says, sacrifices and offerings ye would not, but a body has thou created me.
Asi mutumbi ndowamandigadzirira.
Has thou prepared me? Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus Christ, when he came into this earth, he had no Jewish blood. Neither had he Gentile blood. He was a complete and total creation of God. Hallelujah. And in that form, the prophet in one place he says, God, who is the Word? And Jesus Christ, who is the body? On the day of baptism there, God came down into the temple that he had prepared. And that was prepared without hands. Mary had no contribution in it. There's no man who had any contribution in it. No man had any contribution in it. But it was the creative work of God alone. No wonder Mary could not claim him as
Maria isa gona kuti mwana wangu.
Amen.
Amen.
And neither could he call Mary his mother.
Kana kutaka kuti Maria amai.
Show me in the Bible wherever he said to Mary his mother.
Ndiratidze in Bible Christu paakati kuna Maria amai.
But she was just an incubator.
Wakatinge angori chizvaro bedzi.
Hallelujah. She was just a carrier.
Akanga angori uyo aitakura mbeu.
Praise be to Jesus. Amen. Justification, sorry, there is a man here that can turn on the light.
Maridzo inonzi pane munhu pana anogona kubatidza mai chiedza.
Justification saved this time.
Hanzi kururamiswa kukashanda panguva.
Remember, God was building his temple.
Mwari vakanga vari kuvaka temple.
But now we have come to the fullness.
Asi zvino tasvika pauzaro.
And this is why them of old,
ndokusaka avo vakare,
they could not be made perfect without us. Because the perfection itself has come in this very age. But God is never in a hurry. Oh, God is never in a hurry. Sister, God is never in a hurry. And this is why in his time, he makes all things beautiful. Hallelujah. Mwari havana noke kwete.
God is never late.
Never.
Kwete.
Though 4 days late, but still on time. 4 days late, but he was still on time. For Abraham, 25 years, but he was still on time. Congressman Upshaw, 66 years, but he was still on time. Wait on the Lord. And I say, wait. Hallelujah.
Amen.
They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. You shall mount up. Amen, like an eagle. fall. You shall rise. And you shall rise.
My.
Talk about an eagle. Hey, I love an eagle, man.
No, an
eagle doesn't fly like any other bird. Doesn't stay like any other bird. It doesn't feed like any other bird. And its feathers are not just like any other bird. I don't need the donizem.
That's why they say in Shona, you are as mean as an eagle because the feathers will not let loose.
They have to be tight. We don't want loose feathered Christians. Their feathers must be tight. Loose tongued. Loose habits. Loose ways.
Do not be like that.
Be an eagle. Hallelujah. And for you to be an eagle, you must be born an eagle. Hallelujah. So it's very important to be born again. My. Amen. Justification saved this time. Sanctification under Luther. Justification under Luther, then it had to become sanctification through
Wesley.
And the pillar of fire was moving on. My. And sanctification saved this time. Till it became the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And the baptism of the Holy Ghost saved this time.
And
the Holy Spirit, which there's only one God, blends into the church. The Holy Ghost himself, he comes and makes his indwelling in the church. No wonder the prophet says the beauty of the church is the character of the people. And you cannot live outside of the life that is in you. If you have got a cockle bar life, you cannot live the wheat life. If you have got sheep life in you, or if you got a wolf life in you, you cannot live like a sheep or a lamb. So the beauty of the church is the character of the people. And the character of the people, it is the life that is in them. Amen. So the Holy Ghost comes. Amen. When he comes, he comes to blend. Blend.
Blending.
Blend. You
cannot see the difference.
You cannot tell the difference. When the Holy Ghost comes into the church, when the Holy Ghost comes into an individual, you cannot tell the difference. My. You may be mistaken for Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. You may be mistaken for Jesus Christ. So when the Holy Spirit comes, my brother, into my heart. Into my heart. Come into my heart. Lord Jesus. Come in today. And come in to stay. For good. That must be your desire. Hallelujah. So that when he comes, you know, it's good to have an anointing. The Holy Ghost can fall right in here and anoint everybody. The good, the bad, and the evil. All of us, we are anointed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, but when the Holy Ghost himself comes right into the inside of the inside, remember, you are a temple. God doesn't dwell in your flesh. No wonder flesh and blood has got no part, no inheritance in heaven.
Nyama neropa zvina chikamu kana naka kumusoro kudenga.
Ndosaka chikutaura kuti kuri kutonhora usaenda kuchurch.
That's why it tells you it's a bit chilly, don't go to church.
Neka flu, nyora prayer request nasa usikuenda kuchurch.
You have a little cold, write a prayer request and send it with somebody else.
Ibomtera to forget it.
Tell him.
Ndirikuenda zvakadaro.
I am going anyhow.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord Jesus. Amen. Until the Holy Spirit, which is the which there's only one God, blends into the church and the church into Christ, it makes Jesus Christ reflected on earth.
Where
is he?
R.E.P.
Christ.
Where is Christ?
Kirisi to R.E.P.
Where is Christ?
But he has to be reflected on this very earth. What? What? No, you're not. That you are the temple of the Holy Ghost. As you know, God had a specific spot where you could find him.
The size of the temple wasn't an issue.
He has
got a place where he is found.
Even in an individual.
He
has
got a specific spot.
And this is why God left the mind for the devil. Hallelujah. And God finds his indwelling place right on the inside of the inside in the heart of an individual. This is why when you are a believer, you believe from the heart. You don't believe from the mind. No. And remember, you live by what you believe. I always like that statement. You find it in looking at the unseen. You live by what you believe. Hallelujah. If you believe in coming to church midweek, you come to church midweek. In what you believe, nothing can stop you from what you believe. Hallelujah.
But if you see you find going around looking for the Jebusites and the Hittites, then we actually know that, by the way, this is what he believes. Now the things you are believing, they have got no place in the
but
word.
But remember,
of God.
A believer must believe every word. That proceeded out of the mouth of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
It makes Jesus Christ reflected on the earth what he promised here in the Bible. Amen. Amen. Might not believe it. I can't make you do that. I'm only responsible for the word. See, that's right. Amen.
Those
are pastor dikitira go dikitira pana pa vachitaura nyaya chigodzokororwa but unongoona munhu anenge angori nenyaya.
That is why the pastor is continually preaching one thing after the other and people just remain with their issues.
Akomana vachita zvasikana, vasikana vachita zvakomana.
The guys having a relationship with boys and vice versa. I'm talking about this church. You are a shameful person if you are involved
very
in
shame.
Church. Shameful.
Maybe I could be wrong.
I was thinking, the ministry of the third pool, it's in three portions.
Tinofarira Sterek spoken word.
We enjoy and like the spoken word so much. Is that right? And we speak things happen.
But this part, which is very, which chinotisiriri sei.
And there is this part which is maybe on the miserable side.
Preaching to the totally lost.
Kuparidzira vanhu vakatorasika zvachose.
Ina nofoti zviri kumasanganoni.
I don't think it's in the denomination.
Imo muno.
Right in this place.
Imo muno.
Right in this church.
Shoko riri kutoparidzwa.
The word is being preached.
Akoma shoko rinoti pakanga pasina chakanga chiripo ndobva rataurwa zvakanga zvisipo ndobva zvavapo. Iwewo harichagona kukushandura iwewe.
Now the same word which was spoken and there was nothing and after it was spoken things became.
Shoko rimwe rasiri kutamba naro.
That word cannot fail to change.
Can you imagine kuti pasina chakanga chiripo?
There was nothing.
Ndobva patotaurwa.
And the word was spoken.
Ndobva zvakanga zvisipo.
And those things which were not there, they became.
Hallelujah. And remember, the same pillar of fire is speaking even today. God speaks from the pillar of fire. Moses was getting instructions from the pillar of fire. Brother Branham was getting instructions from the pillar of fire. And even now, we are getting instructions from the pillar of fire.
Then we
ask,
do you not fear God?
Hauchike mwari here iwe.
Do you not fear God?
Right. The masterpiece.
Maridzo mija umija.
This is a familiar quotation.
Chinokora chinozika kana.
Notice here the life that was in the husk.
Cherejeza upenyu wakanga uri muchikwande.
In the stalk.
In
the tassel, in the husk, all gathers in the seed. Remember Christ Jesus, that original seed. Hallelujah. But when they said, let us see Jesus, says we would see Jesus. He says, unless it falls into the ground, it abides alone. And it dies, it abides alone. And it dies. And remember, always life comes through death. Amen. For a seed to reproduce, it must die first. And for you to be a good, or for you to receive the new birth, you must die first. And remember, every one of us, we are alive today because something is dying every day for you to live. So it takes death to bring life. So this is why you must die to your thinking. Die to your evil ambitions. Die to your evil imaginations. Hallelujah. You must die to your evil desires. And be born again. Amen.
Amen.
Notice here, the life that was in the husk, okay. And the life that was in the stalk went all the way to make the other. Remember, when a seed is planted in the ground, amen, it brings out a sprout. Amen. The prophet says that is the type of Martin Luther under justification. Amen. Then you had the tassel. Amen. That was sanctification. Under John Wesley.
John Wesley.
Amen. You know, from the tassel, it spreads out Paul and everywhere else. That was the missionary age. Hallelujah. And then came Pentecost. Which is the husk. And but the husk. It looks almost like the seed. To almost deceive. But the husk, it is only a carrier of the seed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God building his temple without hands. Amen. Justification made a way for sanctification. Sanctification made a way for the baptism of the Holy Ghost. The baptism of the Holy Ghost made a way for the Holy Ghost itself to come right down in perfection. It's back to the word again. Hallelujah, to manifest itself.
Kuti ugozviratidza.
The word must manifest itself.
Shoko rinofanira kuzviratidzira.
My. I'm firing like a machine gun now in my quotations so that Amen. The token?
Maridzo token.
Paragraph 152. God's everlasting eternal token.
Chiratizo chamwari chisina magumo kana mavambo.
It's eternal life by the eternal God.
Upenyu usinga peri.
And anything that had a beginning has an end.
Chinhu chose changa chine mavambo chine magumo.
And everything had a beginning.
Chinhu chose changa chine mavambo.
Besides God.
Kunze kwamwari.
And God is the only form of eternal life there is.
Mwarika ndouye gamhando yeupenyu usinga peri uriko.
I like this.
Izvi ndinozvifarira.
Amen. And when God places His Holy Spirit in you,
kana mwari vaisa mweya mutsvene wavo mauri,
which is God.
Uyu anova mwari.
And when God places Himself within you,
kana mwari vazvisa mauri,
you are as eternal as God is.
Iwewe unenge wavazi kuenda nakuenda pamwe chete namwari.
Because remember, there is a blending that goes on because you are a part of Him.
Rangarirai kuti pane kumandana kunoitika nokuti uri chikamu chamwari.
Because you become a son or a daughter of God.
Nekuti unozova mwanakomana kana mwanasikana wamwari.
And you are displaying His word.
Uye uri kuratidzira shoko rake.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I feel religious.
Ndakunzwa zvakanaka.
Amen. That's true. God identifies it Himself.
Yeah,
God eternal life. And that's God in you. And this word is God. This message is God. This word is God. And that word lives and produces itself.
Just
exactly what God had has ordained for this age. You have it. Amen.
Amen.
The Holy Ghost. The Holy Spirit being displayed. Yes, say. What is it? The Holy Spirit. The word has been quickened to you. By the Holy Spirit. To vindicate this age. That you have passed from death unto life. When your name is in the Lamb's Book of Life. Remember, you have got a portion of the word in you. And that is the portion that when you hear the word. I don't care how messy your life would have been. I don't care how evil you were. But as long as your name is in the Lamb's Book of Life, the scripture says, no, I like this. The foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal. I like this.
Amen.
I think First Timothy 3:16. Yes, we've got the scripture. Yes, oh good. Or 19. Yes, Second Timothy 2:19. Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal. The Lord knoweth them that are
His. It's only God that knows. We do not know.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Like I was saying the last time.
We are in different stages as we are.
Others are in justification.
Others are in sanctification. Others are in the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Even some which are in justification,
we've ruled them out.
But remember. Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knows them that are His. And let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. Hallelujah. Amen. The word that is in you, remember, it is a life. It manifests itself out. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When the Holy Ghost himself comes, remember, he comes to blend with you. I like that. Amen. And that word lives and produces itself. Amen. God's power to transform.
Paragraph 254.
The word has to come to pass. It will be a miracle in itself for the word not to come to pass.
Ringatova ninji pacharo kuti shoko risazoitika. Zvinzi zvaramba.
But the word must come to pass.
And
this is why every promise that God has given,
in due
time it manifests itself. Because it is a seed. And because it is a seed, it has got a law in itself. Under the appropriate conditions. All it requires is faith. Hallelujah. And it has got nothing to do with the life.
Has no pain.
Has the brother Branham in prayer line? Branham
says in the prayer line, I'd see a proper brother.
But you'd pass through the prayer line and not get healed.
I fool an Sarum Namatu as a Singapore.
But Chipeve, shall we so?
But in adulteress,
Chongo,
just passes through
Chongo Namatiru.
And then she's prayed for
Chongo Pura Bagare Bagareba.
She's healed right on the spot.
The word under
shoko,
the proper conditions, it manifests itself. As long as you have got faith.
I'm not saying you live anyhow and say, chirondine kutenda beds.
But as long, even if you have got faith to move a mountain, that you are still nothing.
Kunyango iwe kutenda kwa kufambisa gomu chairo.
You've got enough faith to go into Parenya to empty out all the walls and everyone will be running out.
But still you are nothing.
Until you
are
born again. And you have the Holy Ghost. Remember. God had purpose in himself. First of all, he wanted to dwell among us in his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And he did it. There on the river Jordan, he came down in the form of a dove in a prepared body. Hallelujah. And he said, this is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased to dwell in. Amen. And he dwelt in there. And Jesus will say, they would question him. Why? We have come to this place here. Thousands and thousands of lamb, halt and maimed. But you just come and you healed one person. And he said, the Son can do nothing. Hallelujah! The Son can do nothing. But what he sees the Father do, that the Son doeth likewise. Hallelujah!
Amen.
Remember, the fullness of the Godhead was tabernacled in him. That didn't make him the second person of the Blessed Trinity. No. Sorry. That's a Roman Catholic dogma. That is spread all throughout these ages. Until the truth came by Malachi
4
to show us that only those are dispensational titles. And there is no salvation in any one of them. Hallelujah. There's no salvation in the Holy Ghost, in the name of the Father, in the name of the Holy Ghost, in the name. No. Amen. But it was speaking of one person in three different dispensations. Amen. And when he came, he dwelt in the Lord Jesus Christ. But that is, was not exactly what he wanted to do. God's second fold purpose, he wanted to make his indwelling in man. Hallelujah. A man to dwell in a man. The Lord Jesus says, tarry in Jerusalem until we are in Judah far from on high. Because the Lord Jesus Christ knew what it is for a man without the Holy Ghost, what he does. And what a man with the Holy Ghost can do. Amen. So they waited for the Holy Ghost and the Holy Ghost came. I have good news for you tonight. There's no more tarrying for the Holy Ghost. No more 40 days fast for the Holy Ghost. While Peter yet spake, the Holy Ghost came down. Even now, the Holy Ghost, you can receive him. Even now, if you repent of your sins, you can receive the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And when he comes in you, he takes over. When he comes in you, he becomes the life in you. And you can declare like Paul. You can say, it is no longer but it is Christ that lives in me. The life that I now live, not that I was living. Hallelujah. The life that I now live, you cannot declare that I am now living a life different from the life that I was living. Praise be to Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. The seed is not air with the shark.
The seed is not air with the shark.
Paragraph 111 cannot do it. Now it's seed time. Bride time.
Do we believe this?
I think here. Yeah. It's the time we believe what we believe. It's a high time we believe what we believe. And it's high time you also start doubting your doubts. And believe what you believe. Believe as thou this. It's seed time or bride time. The sharks are dead. The sharks are dried up. The virgin word time. Not touched. It's a virgin, remember, a virgin word time. If you put it in the hands of a denomination, it sure won't be a virgin. It will be manhandled. Time you get to it. Amen. But God's church is not touched by denomination. Hallelujah. It's a virgin born word of God made manifest. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah. How wonderful. I love it. I believe it. Oh, how many believes it? It's time we believe what we believe. Hallelujah. It's time to doubt our doubts. Amen and amen. I know that's the truth. That it's the truth. It will not be touched. There's no denomination or man handling in the virgin birth of the bride. And Remember, the Lord Jesus Christ said,
"I
will upon this rock I will build my church." He's a builder. No, sir, she is commanded by God to come out such. Touch not their unclean things, become vultures. Or a hawk.
Gondo.
Rukodzi. Branham speaks about a hawk. One time it had the characteristics of an eagle. But many a times you find it on some telephone wire. Waiting for some dead rabbit that has been run over by a motor vehicle. Remember, the eagle hunts for his own food. It don't wait for it to be killed. Sits on the telephone. Sits on the
cell phone.
Have you heard?
Latest.
Have you heard? You are a vulture. You see, when a brother is in fault, remember, you are your brother's keeper. The message teaches us that. It's not your duty. When you see someone doing wrong,
found something to say.
No. That is not the way to do it.
Sunday,
that is not what Brother Branham taught us.
Especially these days with Facebook and WhatsApp and all the social media. The church will know about it.
Brother Ben Makambozo,
did you hear about what Brother Ben just did? I never imagined him doing that.
And you will not imagine what you also do.
I That's right.
No wonder we sing Mercy rewrote my life. It has got nothing to do with you. But it's all to do with him. And this is why your heavenly destination has got nothing to do with what you are doing. But it's acknowledging what he has already done for you. It's a finished work. Salvation, you have to accept it. You have to believe you are saved. Just like you must believe you are healed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Don't just say, I'm a Christian, You must believe you are one. You must believe Jesus died for me. He may not have died for everybody else, but I know he died for me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So when someone is in the wrong, you talk to the person. Talk to them. See if you can bring them back. You might have to take a witness with you.
If the person is maybe not cooperating.
We've
got elders here, our deacons.
Amen. If
that is happening to you, it doesn't mean the brother dislikes you. That is God's grace to you. If God is not mindful of you, nothing will happen to you.
Nothing.
You will prosper in your evil ways.
Yeah. Amen. But remember, it's bright time. Amen. Seed time. and this bride was is not man handled. Amen. This bride is a God's new creation. Remember, in the Garden of Eden, God created Adam and Eve. Yes, and they were supposed to come through that way. Everyone else was supposed to come through them. But not according to the way men made it. But it had to come through, it was supposed to come through the spoken word. They were supposed to create. Even Jesus Christ himself was supposed to come through Eve. Hallelujah. But now, because man came into the, jumped into the whole program, and then there happened to be an accident. Amen. This is why we are where we are today. Amen. But God is still a God of restoration. Because he desired to dwell in man. To bring back fallen Eve again. Because the first Eve, she fell. And Jesus' Eve, she fell. Nicaea Council. But now this bride, this one, she is predestinated not to fall. No,
that is why something in you should resonate saying, the Holy Spirit is mine.
Remember, like I said, it's a promise.
And
God is not a liar. Neither is he an Indian giver. Because he promised to give you the Holy Ghost. He will give you the Holy Ghost. Amen. Things that are to be. Now we find this love. Life holds all kinds of evils. Paragraph 61, things that are to be. So therefore, the life that is to come won't have it. Because when God comes and makes his indwelling in you, eventually what he wants to do is he wants to take his bride with him back to Eden. Amen. That's exactly where we are going. This one has lust. Sickness, death, because what is it? It's not the house that is going to prepare. This is a pest house. Nobody knows what a pest house is. Amen. Sure. Well, that's what you are living in. This house of clay is but a prison. Bars of bones for my soul. But the doors of clay, one day will burst wide open, and I'll fly away like an eagle. My. I like this. Pest house is where they put all the diseased people. Nazareth. The Wilkins.
And then Wilkins.
Nzvimbo dzineswa vanhu vane zvirwere zvinotapukira vamwe.
A place where people with infectious and contagious diseases are cordoned off it.
Yeah. Murume wataura chirungu. Don't church.
That's the right word.
Infectious, contagious. Brother Ray. Infectious, contagious.
Where is no tabugira?
Well, that's just what sin done to us.
Those that take it when it chivis.
Amen. Put us in an earthly pest house. Where they wouldn't let anyone else come in the pest house because there's all kinds of germs flying around in there.
havaitendera kuti mumwe munhu apinde muimba ine varwerei nekuti mune zvakawanda zvinorwarisa zviri kufamba famba panzvimbo iyi.
Ndosaka vaiva nemaperembudzi vaidzingwa vaindogariswa kunze kweguta.
That's why those people with the leprosy were cast out of the city.
Because it was a contagious disease.
Nekuti chaiva chirwere chinotapukira.
So they had to stay by themselves.
Saka vaifanira kugara kwavo vega.
Amen. Saka chakumbira madhikoni.
So ask the deacon.
Vanema contagious diseases.
To take those with the contagious diseases.
Watch out, vanema contagious diseases.
To be on the watch out, those who have got contagious diseases of lying.
Nemakuwa.
The.
Nemakuwa.
Gossip. Gossip.
Oh, fine. What does he wish you? Of gossip. Kunyep.
Gossip.
Nemakuwa.
Yeah, I wanted to say acid, sulfuric acid.
Yeah. I remember Brother Joe one time preaching here. He said, mark them. Mark them. That cause divisions.
Brother Joe, right? Vaivaya vanokonzera nyonga nyonga vamakei vanhu ivavo maka munhu iyeye.
Ehe, vadzi vakandimakirira. Vakandimakirira pachecha. We mark!
I'm a mark man at the church. Ndo zvatinoita maka.
And the people take these germs and be sick themselves.
Vanhu vanotorera majems aya vogozorwara pacho zvavo.
And sin brought us into the devil's pest house.
Zvino chivi chakatiunza muimusha wadhiabhori wakadaro.
And I'll just keep here. It's a perfect place.
Inzvimbo yakakwana.
Oh, no, let me read it. 62. Oh, but the other one is called my father's house.
Asi imwe imba yacho inonzi imba yababa vangu.
I will go and prepare a place for you.
Ndichaenda kunogadzirai musha wangu.
Take you out of this pest house.
Kubvisa mutumbi
unowana. And deliver you into my father's house.
Uko kuisa mutumbi
kana musha wangu. Amen. There you are. Take you out of this old earthly pest house.
Ndopatave apa kukutora kubva
mumwe. He's going to prepare a place.
Anofanira kugadzira nzvimbo.
A perfect place.
Nzvimbo yakakwana.
Where no evil exists.
Kusina chakaipa chinogara.
No sickness exists.
Kusina urwere.
No old age exists.
Kusina kuchembera.
No death exists.
Kusina rufu runogara.
Hallelujah!
Amen.
Brothers, let me tell you tonight. You don't have to die to go to heaven. But we are already in heavenly places. In Christ Jesus.
Muna Kristu Jesu.
What a place! A chosen place, a provided place, a predestinated place that God has chosen for them whom He already foreknown. And you don't have to die to go to hell. You don't have to die. Some people are already in heavenly places. They are in heavenly places. Hallelujah. But brother, you know when the Pentecostal skies are full of the genuine, why do you want something that is an imitation? Something that is a fake.
The painted fire.
Ah, moto wa paper.
A fire that comes from the flame of paper.
Yeah.
Just
Go in no time, there's nothing.
A little bit of time, there won't be no flame. That is just what sin is like.
There's a pleasure in sin. But let me warn you. But it's for a season. It's for a season. Chinonakidza.
It is pleasurable.
But it's for a season.
Asi ndezvenguva pfupi.
And you will pay dearly.
Unozobhadhara kwazvo.
And if you don't repent,
kana usatendeuka,
brother, sister, you end up in a sinner's grave and the devil's hell.
Unopedzisira wamuguva remutadzi wamugena raSatan.
That's right.
Amen.
It's a perfect place. Calling you to perfection. And you have to be perfect to go there. The Bible said so. Jesus said, be therefore perfect, even as your Father in heaven is perfect. In the message, perfection. The prophet says, for any worshiper to come into the presence of the Lord, the sin question must be dealt with first. And this is why there was blood on the door. You would go pass through the blood. Without the shedding of blood, there's no forgiveness of sins. But I've got good news for you. I don't care how red your sins are. Tonight the Lord is saying, come, let us reason together. For the blood of Jesus Christ is able to cleanse you, to wash you. I always like this story about Lady Maccabee, the prophet always speaks about.
As
like I come to a close now, says there are the religions of the world all gathered in one place. And there was this violent, wicked woman, Lady Maccabee of Oklahoma. She was so vile, so wicked, so sinful. You know, and she was being described here before all these.